Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Dan coaching me in college and then having a chance to work together, then having a chance to really follow the same path to the National Football League, and then to now be in a fortunate position to be in head coaches in this awesome league, right? But this week, man, he's got to be a nameless gray face and got to go out there and get a win.
Nameless great face. We are in our 7 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Zero Res Smart, Lasting Clean, and that was Raheem Morris talking about his history and friendship with Coach Dan Quinn, who will be on the other side for the Washington Commanders. I like to treat people I don't, you know, want to talk to anymore in a similar way.
As
like
a nameless face. Great face?
Not great. Okay. As a similar. You got to minus the okay. Great.
All right. I'll digest that for a second face. While I think about that.
Somebody that you used to know.
Yeah. Need somebody.
No, I thought about that song.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like to say random things.
Speaking of random things, I was just looking at defensive stat categories. Washington leads a defensive stat category that you would never see coming. They're actually the best in the NFL at yards after the catch, like defending yards after the catch, which I thought was. I honestly thought Atlanta would be a lot higher up there because everything was kind of thrown underneath for the first half of the year and we were good tacklers and everything. But. Not quite where Washington is. They leading the NFL in defending yards after the catch.
The screen game has killed our yak.
That's actually a good point. Against Denver alone, like that probably threw things way off.
Didn't help too much last week either. I think they got 75% of their passing yards again in screen plays last week. Maybe more if you go back and look at it. It was crazy. They're only giving up 185 through the air.
Okay.
Washington. Yeah. They're actually one of the best teams against the pass. Now, you flip it and they're the third worst team or fourth worst team against the run. They're giving up 137. So, once again, conventional wisdom seems to think, especially in a sloppy game, that you want to run the football. It might be a Tyler Allgeier game.
Really?
Well,
they're not great against the run, like you, to your point.
But sloppy turf, maybe a guy like Bijan who lives now. Bijan this is the thing that gets lost about Bijan is he's not just quick feet cutting.
Oh,
he's power too.
He's well rounded.
But
goodness.
But when you're doing that right, and you have a guy like you want to, and you're going to run the ball in that kind of field. Doesn't a Tyler Allgeier one cut, bam?
Yeah.
Kind of make it?
And what's interesting about this to me when you factor in the weather, and tell me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like if it rains heavily before the game, that plays into Atlanta's favor. And if it rains heavily during the game, that plays into Washington's favor. Because I think Atlanta, if it rains before the game and it's just sloppy footing, I think that you can actually throw the ball and keep your hands dry and do all those things. But if it's actually raining during the game, then all of a sudden it becomes harder for Michael Penix to connect with some of his weapons
But I think
and
I
you
think,
take kind of take that proponent out.
But I think it makes it just as hard for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, but I feel like he's more of a rushing threat himself, so he won't have to throw as much if they don't want to in a sloppy game, I guess is my point.
Okay. I see. I think they got a decent rushing attack, although they couldn't run it all against Philly. Yeah.
Right.
Even though we're not Philly's front.
Yeah.
Philly's a little bit meatier up front. I think they've obviously have a better
team. A little meatier, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Did you see the interaction between Jalen Carter and Jaden Daniels? You know, they go back to the SEC championship game, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
When he picks them up Jalen Carter's got his hand up. There's late in the game. Jaden is trying to spike it, or he's going to spike it. And Jalen Carter has one of the things that's funny about him is he's figured out
this.
And he does the dive. So he basically tries to dive under the center to catch the spike. And Jaden goes all the way down with the ball and almost pop passes it. Like,
yeah.
like pops it up, and then he's like, nah, man, you ain't getting me.
Pointed at him.
You ain't getting me. There, yeah.
Yeah, that was funny, man. Good interaction. That's interesting to kind of look at, man. And but I mean, like, I just think Jaden Daniels is more of a rushing threat, or at least when he wants to be. So if it's actually rainy during the game, I think that kind of plays into their favor. But if it dries up and it's just sloppy turf, which we know that it can be up there, whatever that stadium's called nowadays, although it looked like they got some kind of legislation passed this past weekend that allows them to possibly move back to the site of the RFK. But
That's probably like 5 years away.
Yeah, it's a long way off. A long way off.
A lot of red tape, legislation red tape with that.
Yeah. But.
It's North something. Wes said the name of it, and I looked at him like he had, 5 years or something when he said it, because it's...
the actual town?
No, it's...
The field name.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I don't know. It used to be FedEx for a long time.
Yeah, it's very rare, I feel like, that we live long enough, or stadiums, companies live long enough to have the end of the naming rights go out.
No, I know. It's funny.
Northwest Stadium.
There you go.
Is now what it's called. I told you it was North.
It could have been. It could be.
Yeah.
Any kind of company.
Is that not the name of Kanye and Kim Kardashian's kids? North and West.
Yes. I wondered if you were going there. I was like, yeah, I think it is.
So it's named after Kanye. It's named after the Kardashians.
Well, what's funny is the name Northwest could be literally any kind of company. Like, I don't know what exact company that is, but I feel like you could be Northwest Shipping, Northwest Financial, Northwest Mortgage, Northwest Insurance.
Guess what? You're all around it.
Yeah.
It's Northwest Federal Credit Union.
There you go.
So,
like I'm telling you, man, that could be
right
could
there.
Could be anything.
It's right literally there for the taking, man.
All the above. I just know they got money. They got zeros because they're naming fields. I love it.
You guys are wild. I don't even know where to go.
Well, like, I can tell you one thing. Northwest put their name on a dump.
Okay.
Because I've got video somewhere on my phone.
It is a dump.
The last time we were there, first off, we're in the corner of the end zone, right?
They know it's a dump. That's why they're
and
trying to get legislation.
There's literally a guy, 10 minutes before kickoff, puts a ladder up right in front of us and starts working on a pipe in the stadium. I kid you not. Somewhere I have a video.
It was probably leaking on somebody.
Well,
not shocked.
He was also in our way.
That's one of those stadiums that you can still see all the innards of the stadium. You know what I mean? Like all the everything that just sticking out there.
It's amazing that it wasn't built that long ago, really. 97.
Well, let's just say there's no rain during the game. Are you scared of Scary Terry? Because you got Terry McLaurin out there and him and Jaden Daniels. I mean, how happy does Terry McLaurin have to be after being in Washington for years and to now get a quarterback that he can connect with in the way that they are doing?
Yeah, it's definitely amazing. I mean, he was already... I remember talking to... remember D'Angelo Hall? D'Angelo Hall was the... obviously played here, but he played in Washington a little bit. And he was there. He was their color commentator for a few years with the radio. And he was telling us how good Terry... It was when they came here a few years ago. And he was like, dude, he's so good. Like, and that was back then, he's like, if he played somewhere else, there wouldn't be a person that followed this league that wouldn't know anything about him.
Exactly.
That's how good he is.
Yeah.
And he's got, to your point, Tiffy, he's been unlocked a little bit with a guy like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he definitely
is. So is Olamide Zaccheaus.
Well, I was going to say, Zaccheaus, who's the receiver that they traded just like a month or two ago? Was that Dotson?
Johan Dotson, they traded him at the beginning of the season to Philadelphia because they're like, hey, we don't need you. And
yeah, they're like, your first round pick, not doing as well as we hoped you would.
And
now we go.
But he's Dotson's also still been productive, even with without a quarterback, like, I mean, this obviously makes things better and has unlocked him even more, but what, five straight seasons with 1,000 receiving yards for Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, well, he had Sam Howell back there last year, and yeah. Sam Howell was Uncle Rico in the ball all over the place. I mean, he was going to throw four picks and for 400 yards. Like, he was just straight Jameis Winston in the ball last year. So, yeah, he was going to get – I think Terry was going to get his yards because he was going to get put up to bat. There's no doubt about that. I think he is scary because truth be told, we have not done great with plus one wide receivers like that. So we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us. Plus, we're going to have to add one in probably into the box for whatever Jaden Daniels is trying to do with his legs. So it's AJ Terrell's up to bat this week.
Well, that's the thing is how do you, you know, do you even worry about him? Do you worry about Jaden Daniels? Or do you maybe blitz less? And you've been blitz happy. Now I'll say blitz happy because I think you were always blitzing. I just don't think they had time to get home.
Yeah.
But when you played tighter coverage, they didn't have that. You know, they had time to get home.
I couldn't tell you the names of the teams right now, but I was looking at defensive stats earlier. The Falcons have faced five of the six heaviest blitz teams in the NFL this year. Five of the six. And I think Minnesota's at number one. Denver's up there.
New York's up there.
Tampa's way up there. Like you face really blitz heavy teams. I'll be curious to see how much they want to blitz Michael Penix. I'm assuming it's going to be a pretty good amount this weekend.
What's your stance on tanking to try to get a top draft pick?
That's for the front office, Tiff. That ain't for the players. I can tell you that.
One team was taking some heat for a W this weekend. We'll discuss next. We give you the NFL headlines here on the morning shift. We go in the huddle on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we also need to figure out what stinks in this studio, because something.
I think it's your eggs.
No, these have been here the whole time, and they have not been open.
Because I started smelling it during the segment. I was like,
"Not been open."
Eggs? So, anyone?
We'll be back here.